You're listening to The Sports Moment.
May 2nd, 2024.
Part of the Sports Moments and Memories with Craig Olson podcast. Be sure to like and subscribe so you never miss a sports moment. Sponsored by Pemberton Law and Lake Area Docks and Lifts.
The longest winning streak in the majors this season now belongs to the Minnesota Twins. That's right, they've won 10 in a row. That's the longest winning streak the Twins have had since the 2008 season. And they'll try to keep it going tomorrow night when the Boston Red Sox pay a visit to Target Field to open a 7-game homestand that will see the Twins play 3 against Boston and 4 against Seattle. Yesterday, Max Kepler and Jose Miranda hit run-scoring singles to put Minnesota ahead in the 7th inning, and the Twins rallied late for their 10th straight win as they beat the White Sox 10-5. Miranda added his third hit for another RBI in a 4-run 9th inning that kind of put the game away for the Twins. Willie Castro had a big day, had an RBI single to cap a 3-hit day that included a double and a triple. Alex Kirilloff hit a solo home run in the game. But there was some bad news. The Twins lost center fielder Byron Buxton. He left the game in the second inning with right knee soreness after an unsuccessful attempt to steal second base. He's having an MRI today to determine the extent of the injury that he suffered in that game. Minnesota's Bailey Ober got the win, but he was not sharp. He gave up 4 runs on 6 hits in 6 innings, but he did get the victory. Ober said he was still feeling the low energy effects of an illness he has had since last week, but his teammates came through with some good run support for him yesterday. Before the game, Minnesota selected the contract of right-handed reliever Caleb Buschley from AAA St. Paul. Left-hander Cody Funderburk was optioned to the farm club. Right-handed pitcher Chris Paddock, who is 2-1 with a 5.88 ERA, will start the game Friday against Boston as the series and homestand will get underway. The Twins are now 17-13 and 3 games back of the Cleveland Guardians in the American League Central Division. Pemberton Law Company carries a legacy of trustworthy and reputable legal representation that dates all the way back to 1883. And you can get the benefit of all that experience by working with Pemberton Law. And they have offices in Fergus Falls, Wadena, Detroit Lakes, and Alexandria. And you can visit them online, too, at pemlaw.com. That's pemlaw.com. Lake Area Docks and Lifts offers premium waterfront equipment sales, service, and installation. Best quality and service at the best prices. Just ask your neighbor at the lake about Lake Area Docks and Lifts.
Lake Area Docks and Lifts, more than just docks and lifts. Lake Area Docks and Lifts.
Good day yesterday for the Otter Tail Central Bulldogs. They have won all 9 of their games in this baseball season. Eric Fick was dominant on the hill as he rang up 11 strikeouts in a 3-1 victory for OTC over Sabika in the first game of the day yesterday. And their opponent in the second game was Wadena Deer Creek. Lane Dilley was in command on the mound going 7 innings, striking out 7 batters, walking 1, and allowing only an unearned run as the Bulldogs beat the Wolverines by a score of 6-1. So great day for the Bulldogs. The Otter baseball team lost a heartbreaker to Wilmer, 2-1. Levi King pitched an absolute gem. That's how Shane Tilke, the head coach of the Otters, described his performance on the mound. But he was matched on the mound by Jordan Ellingson from Wilmer, and Wilmer scored a game-winning run on a slow infield grounder that brought the run home from third in the bottom of the seventh inning to lift them to a 2-1 victory over the Cardinals in that game. So the Otters travel to Alexandria for their next game at Knute Nelson Field on Friday night. And for the Spartan baseball team, they were in Coon Rapids yesterday. And Anoka Ramsey swept a doubleheader from M State, winning 8-7 and 14-4. With game one tied at 7 in the bottom of the seventh inning, Logan Adamski of Anoka Ramsey singled, driving in the winning run for the Golden Rams. And the Rams collected 13 hits in the second game victory. Grady Frederick led the way with a 3-for-4 day at the plate in that 14-4 victory. The Spartans, Isaac Heyman, Logan Pouliou, and Connor Davis each collected two hits for M State in the first game, with Heyman and Evan Lundy and Bryce Krueger each driving in two runs for M State. In game two, Heyman had a pair of triples, Connor Davis had a double, Brett Lauren had a couple of hits, and M State wound up on the short end of that 14-4 score. Lundy and Davis each contributed two runs batted in the second game of that doubleheader. And on the golf course yesterday, well, the Barnesville girls golf team came out on top as Pelican Rapids hosted a Heart of Lakes Conference meet. Second place went to Holly, followed by Perham. Medalist honors were shared by Ivy Tickle of Holly and Ella Brazel of Barnesville. They both fired rounds of 42 in that competition at Pelican Rapids. Well, the NBA playoffs continue. Last night in action, the Boston Celtics clinched their Eastern Conference first-round series against the Miami Heat in a five-game series. As it turned out, the Celtics win 118-84 to end that one. And the Dallas Mavericks have the upper hand as they go home for Game 6 in their series with the Los Angeles Clippers. They beat the Clippers in L.A. last night, 123-93, to take a 3-2 series lead. They can now close it out with a win at home. Tonight, the Milwaukee Bucks and Indiana Pacers play Game 6 in their Eastern Conference first-round series. Indiana will host that one. They can wrap it up if they can get a win. They lead the series 3-2. And the New York Knicks will try to win in Philadelphia, and that would give them the series win as they are ahead 3-2 in that series. In the National Hockey League playoffs last night, a victory by the Edmonton Oilers lifted them to a 4-1 series win over the LA Kings, 4-3 the final last night. And the Dallas Stars have a 3-2 series lead on the Golden Knights of Las Vegas. After beating them 3-2 last night, Vegas will host Game 6 in the series tomorrow night. The Bruins and the Maple Leafs are in Toronto tonight for Game 6 of their series. Boston leads that series 3-2. And the Minnesota Vikings and their superstar wide receiver Justin Jefferson are close to nearing a deal. Talks between the two sides were stalled due to the NFL draft last weekend. Vikings general manager Kwesi Adofo-Mensah said he's optimistic they'll get a deal done sooner rather than later. And the contracts that wide receivers are getting, well, Amon-Ra St. Brown of Detroit got a new four-year, $120 million contract with $77 million guaranteed. And Tyreek Hill is getting $30 million annually, so look for Jefferson to get a contract somewhere in that neighborhood, and that's a pretty good neighborhood. Well, thanks for joining us for our podcast today. Hope you'll come back tomorrow. Enjoy your Thursday.
You've been listening to The Sports Moment with Craig Olson, sponsored by Pemberton Law and Lake Area Docks and Lifts. Produced by Sunroom Lab. Music by Blue Red Roses. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, and thanks for listening.